Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Deborah Becker. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey has filed draft regulations for fantasy sports companies like DraftKings.
AG Healey also this week released a study on the future of energy needs of the state, indicating that the proposed Kinder Morgan natural gas pipeline, which would run through parts of Franklin County, is not in the best interests of energy consumers in the state.
Joining us now to talk about this and more is Maura Healey. Welcome back to Radio Boston, Attorney General.
Great to be with you.
Well, thanks very much. Let's start with your recommendations for fantasy sports companies. You have said that gamers on sites like DraftKings and FanDuel in Massachusetts should be over 21 and should know the experience level of their opponents. There were several regulations, but let's start with those two. Why are those important?
Well, those are important because right now, look, we've got a student debt crisis in our country. We've got so many young people who are taking on more and more debt to go to school. Life is becoming increasingly expensive. And I just don't think it's a great idea that young people should be able to have the opportunity to walk around with a device in their pocket and can lose money and take on debt with a click of the button. And so that's why we believe, as a matter of consumer protection, it's appropriate to ban those under 21 from playing these daily fantasy sport games.
Hence why you're also banning advertising on college campuses, I presume.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that these daily fantasy sport games were really designed for those with interest in the NFL and other professional sport leagues. What I don't think is appropriate is that people be betting or playing on high school games or college games. And I also think it's really important that there be no advertising in high school gyms or arenas or college arenas as well.
You know, some folks might say, well, as you pointed out, these kids can take out loans for tens of thousands of dollars. And isn't it almost a little, where does it cross the line into being a bit too protectionist of young people to say, we're going to make sure you don't get in trouble with gambling as well?
Look, this is a billion-dollar industry that has grown quickly. There are significant consumer concerns. We've been reviewing and investigating these companies in this industry for a while now. And I've said from the beginning that my jobs as Attorney General is to look out for consumers. And we have made these recommendations and set out these regulations with the sole purpose of protecting consumers. That means protecting young people. It means also protecting against problem gamblers, making sure that there are mechanisms in place to keep people from extending themselves beyond their means, beyond what they can afford to pay. And that's why we've said that companies have got to institute limits. And if people want to play above that, then they've got to demonstrate that they can afford to absorb the losses. So this is about consumers, fair advertising, full disclosures, making sure that when people play, they know what they're up against. There's a pool of professional players. The public may be surprised to know that less than 2% of the players win 90% of the winnings. And that's because there's a sophisticated set of professional players who use sophisticated software and algorithms to play these games. And what we've said through our regulations is that may be fine, but at least for those who are playing, they need to know who they're playing against, and those experienced professional players need to be identified on the game's website.
You know, New York's attorney general took a much stronger position and wants to ban these kinds of games altogether. And a lawyer who works with fantasy sports companies told the Globe that it was unprecedented for an attorney general to talk about regulating when the law could easily be interpreted to outright prohibit these games. So why not just ban them?
I don't think the law could be so easily interpreted. We took a hard look at the law here. New York law is New York law. Massachusetts is Massachusetts law. And as we looked at the law here, it was not unambiguously clear that existing law applied to these games. The New York Attorney General has made his analysis and made his decision that he thinks is appropriate for the state. I've looked at it, and our teams have looked at it, and we've made the decision that we think is best for the state. The fact of the matter is, this is an industry, daily fantasy sports, that was never envisioned at the time our lottery and anti-gambling statutes were passed, beginning a couple hundred years ago. And what I thought was more effective and pragmatic and would be the best solution for consumers is to set forth strict, robust really thoughtful and detailed consumer protections. Let's get those in place. The debate can continue. The legislature may choose to act. The Gaming Commission may choose to act. But right now, I'm going to exercise my authority, the authority that I believe I have as Attorney General, to promulgate these regulations under consumer protection law to make sure that consumers are protected here in the state. New York is currently in the midst of litigation. We don't know what will happen. The games continue to operate there, but we'll have to see. Different approaches may be made by different states in this one, but again, this is about what I think is best for Massachusetts.
Let's talk about charter schools because we're running out of time here. You're in a bit of a difficult position, aren't you, moving to fight this lawsuit that would overturn the cap on charters, which is something that Governor Charlie Baker supports and Education Secretary Pizer is a nationally known charter school advocate. So before we get to, you know, is that a weird situation for you to be in? First of all, let's tell us why you're moving to fight this lawsuit.
Okay, so the reason why our office is defending the law is because one of the jobs of the Attorney General's office is to defend challenges to state laws, and that's what we're doing in this case. So the state law, which sets the cap, has been challenged, and it's our responsibility under the law to defend the constitutionality of that law, which is what we're doing in court. I think what this is really about, though, and it really doesn't matter whether you were for or against charter schools or for or against raising the cap, I think that where we need to be is recognizing that around this state, some of our poorest students, in some places students disproportionately of color, aren't getting the education that they deserve. And we simply can't be a state where the lowest income students are stuck in the worst performing schools. Our future depends on investing in those students. We need more early childhood education, stronger support for services in schools and vocational training and after school programs. And I'm just a big believer in public education and supporting education generally.
Mm-hmm. And what about this situation with Governor Baker supporting and Education Secretary Pizer, you know, also supporting charter schools?
Well, it's interesting because they're actually defendants in the lawsuit.
Right.
They're named as defendants along with the Commonwealth. And so we actually are representing them as named defendants. That said, I think the governor's been very clear about his position on charter schools and the secretary as well. Obviously, this is also something before the legislature, and it's being debated, and we'll see what happens there over the next coming months.
Okay, we don't have much time here, but so let's move on quickly. Just the gas pipeline, the report that was released earlier this week that said that you asked for, that said that we do not need increased gas capacity to meet electric reliability needs. Why? What do you think of that report and the conclusion of that report after you asked that it be looked at?
Well, this was an independent report. We engaged analysis group to go out and conduct an independent analysis and report. I have to say that many were surprised probably by the finding. The finding was this, that for purposes of keeping the lights on in this state, for purposes of electric reliability, it may be surprising to some, but it turns out we don't need additional pipeline capacity. Now, I think the bigger point is this. We're at a time right now in our state where there are a lot of decisions to be made about what kinds of energy sources are we going to bring into the state. Are we going to bring in some hydro? Are we going to do more with onshore or offshore wind? Are we going to lift or raise solar and net metering? And what are we going to do about liquefied natural gas?
We're just about out of time, Attorney General.
So this is about informing ratepayers. The important thing is, how do we best invest ratepayer dollars to meet our energy needs and combat climate change?
Maura Healy, Massachusetts Attorney General, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Stay with us. There's more ahead. This is Radio Boston.